talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I strongly encourage you to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio with you wherever you go, 24/7. Listen to your favorite shows. Again, a lot to talk about. Let's get started. You know, there was a bipartisan Senate report issued on January 6th. This is different from a bipartisan commission that the Republicans filibustered and wouldn't let go forward. The bipartisan commission not only had subpoena power, but it was going to dig deep, deep into the causes of the insurrection. This bipartisan Senate committee, Democrats and Republicans, looked at it superficially, as deeply as the Republicans would let them look at it. Now, what do I mean by all that? This report doesn't mention Trump. It doesn't mention members of Congress, Republicans, who colluded with the demonstrators, advised them, gave them tours. Doesn't talk about any of that. That's embarrassing the Republican Party. But it talks superficially about what occurred. And even that is shocking, very shocking. A couple of things. Early on, well before January 6th, remember that Donald Trump sent out, in effect, a save the date card on social media. We're getting together in Washington on January 6th, take back our government. Everybody showed up. They wouldn't have done that without Donald Trump ginning it up. He gets up there in front of the crowd, says, "You're not going to get your country back if you're weak. Weakness is not going to take the country back. Let's go up to the Capitol. I'll go with you. Take our country back." What was happening in the Capitol? The Capitol, that was the ceremonial acceptance of the certifications of the November 3rd election by all the states, all 50 of them, all 50 governors, all 50 secretaries of state, the majority of them Republican. The majority Republican simply because the biggest states like New York, Illinois, California are Democratic, but in numbers of states, there are more Wyomings and Mississippis than there are the rest. But everybody agreed. They certified the results. The idea was to interfere with that, intimidate them. I think a lot of those protesters were hoodwinked in that. They just went up there, didn't go up there intending to kill somebody. Some did, however. In this bipartisan report in the Senate, a superficial report, it nevertheless points out that way before January 6th, there was social media talk and planning for violence. One guy said, "We got to bring our guns." This had been monitored by the government for weeks, longer. And what was the result? None of this was passed on to the rank and file Capitol Police. They were understaffed. Donald Trump actually called the Department of Defense to tell them that he wanted security for the protesters to protect them from the police. That's what happened. Now, when they went up there, you're familiar with everything that happened. Five people died, including Brian Sicknick, the officer who died apparently of some kind of stroke the day after he had been squirted with bear spray. And the Republicans said, well, that had nothing to do with being squirted with bear spray. Well, try getting squirted with bear spray. In any event, he died. Two protesters died, two insurrectionists, two women, one shot and the other trampled to death. One who was shot, obviously, was breaking in to try to kill a congressman. It got violent. hang Mike Pence, gallows. Oh, Nancy, they would have beaten her to death. These Capitol Police officers were very brave. If you look at that video, look at it again. They're standing there outnumbered. There's only a handful of them, and people are walking up and punching them in the face, punching them in the chest. And they did not draw their weapons, did not shoot anybody. The one shot that was fired that killed a insurrectionist was when they were about to break into a chamber where the congressmen were still there, and they were protecting the lives of the members of Congress. That officer was exonerated for that shooting, and I agree with that 100%, 100%. But, you know, what kind of insurrection do you have where they walk up and are punching police officers in the face, and they're unable to respond? One of the officers said, well, he considered responding with his weapon, but what do a dozen guys do against 800? You know, that kind of thing. And what do? You bring in automatic weapons and mow down the crowd of citizens right there in the cap. What is this? What is this? Is this Russia in 1917? What is this? This is America. In any event, this bipartisan Senate report is not the work of a bipartisan commission. It was not in depth. And even then, it showed the horror of what happened, and it showed the pre-planning. It showed the information that the government had in advance and did not share with the officers. Why didn't they share it with the officers? If I'm a police officer, Capitol Hill officer, I want to know that there's a mob of 800 or more people, maybe 1,000, going to come up there, and there are only a couple of dozen of us, maybe 3, 4, 5 dozen of us. And what are we supposed to do? Use our weapons? No. We're going to be attacked? Well, where's the National Guard? Where are the reinforcements? None of that got communicated. Now, the Capitol Police command structure is pathetic. Pathetic. One of them resigned. The acting chief now is pathetic, very passive, doesn't give any confidence that she can do anything. This is what's happened. Now there are more safeguards in place. But what this does not get at, and what it has to get at, is who was directing this? Who planned it? Who financed it? That's what you need. Not a bunch of jamokes that go up there and get hoodwinked into doing it, which is what a lot of them were. And not just the people who actually did it. These are sort of, okay, they did it. Who paid them? Who organized it? Who set it up? Who are the brains behind the thing? That would require some names being mentioned. That would require Donald Trump's name being mentioned. That would require the members of Congress, Republican, who held tours in a closed Capitol where they weren't supposed to do that for, quote, constituents, end quote, pointing out where the officers were. The offices of the leaders, Nancy Pelosi and the others, in case they were hiding there, in case they wanted to get them. You know, there are a lot of tunnels under the Capitol. When somebody goes to the Senate, from the Senate to the Capitol or back, they ride these little subways. They're tunnels. They're supposed to be secure. There were maps put on social media weeks in advance showing where all the tunnels were and showing where the entrances and exits were. Why did that happen? Who put them on there? Whose idea was it to put them on there? Who paid for the whole thing? None of that got explained. That's why we need a January 6th commission. And that is why the Republicans blocked it by filibuster, and Joe Manchin refused, and Kyrsten Sinema, to override the filibuster. That, in a nutshell, is what happened. And why does Moscow Mitch and the rest of them, and why did Kevin McCarthy in the House oppose this? Because if a report came out in a bipartisan commission after subpoenaing witnesses, that Donald Trump was largely behind it, and that people like Lauren Boebert of Colorado gave a tour to people who ended up leading the insurrection, and that she explained where Nancy Pelosi was likely to be, She did tweet out the day of the insurrection, right in the middle of it, Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber. Why did she do that? She did it so they'd know, don't waste your time trying to kill Nancy Pelosi on the chamber floor. But remember that tour I gave you. The leadership have secret offices. They have ceremonial offices and secret offices. If you go into the Capitol and ask and somehow get in and somehow are escorted and you ask for Nancy Pelosi's office, they'll take you to her ceremonial office. She's hardly ever in it. Hardly. I've been in it. Beautiful. It's huge. Hardly ever in it. She'll have people from San Francisco staffing it. You'll think it's all local. That's not where it's at. Where it's at is her secret office. And I'll tell you what. She and Mike Pence were whisked away to secure places in the Capitol the day of the insurrection. There aren't secure places for most of the members of Congress. They were at risk of being murdered. They were at risk of being murdered. And this bipartisan Senate report, don't confuse that with a bipartisan commission, a subpoena power that does an in-depth look at this. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.